Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Anybody hear him?
No.
Hello.
Hi.
Much better.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So, as Ms. Deegan-Chun said, I had the opportunity to help out a startup that is essentially developing an app that allows people with visual impairment to communicate. So I'm sure many of you, of course, use things like Android Messages or Facebook or all these apps that allow you to communicate with people. So this app, which is called Louie, allows you to communicate entirely via your voice using WhatsApp. And of course, support for things like Facebook and Android Messages are coming soon. So the main way this app is supposed to, the uniqueness of this app comes from its style of doing that. So I'm sure many of you have had, you know, at some point you say, a friend or someone next to you, can you send a message to someone else? So this app works in a very similar way. So you summon Louie, you say, hey Louie, send a message to whatever the person's name is, and they'll do it for you. Now that is something that can be accomplished by using Siri or Google Assistant, but where Louie differentiates itself is in its ability to read all the possible options on the screen. So I'm going to try and connect this and show you how this works. So it's an accessibility app that's right now in beta. It's a free beta, so you can test it, and it'll be in beta for quite a few months, completely free. So if you want to test it out, just come to the booth later and I can set it up for you. So.
Could you spell Louie?
Yeah, L O U I E.
Thank you.
And then voice enabled is the rest of it. I'm just trying to see if I can get this to the speaker. So hopefully.
Ring. Change home. Double tap to activate. Current 50% seek bar. Ring. Current 50% seek bar. Current 86% seek bar.
Is this good?
Home. Double tap to activate. Tap and hold to long prep. New notification on Android's Moto app launcher. WhatsApp. Double tap to activate. Tap and hold to long press.
So basically this is built off of Android as well as the Android screen reader that some of you might be familiar with. So the gestures are the same. So double tap to click, long press, as well as two-finger swiping. And that all also can be customized both in Android as well as in Louie. So there's a lot of customization available. So I'm going to try and summon it. Hey, Louie. Open WhatsApp.
Hey, Anish. Good afternoon. Open WhatsApp for shoot commands right from here.
Open WhatsApp. So it's actually
opening WhatsApp. Latest chat. Anish. Yesterday. Read. Open. Next. And more options. Say commands anytime for all commands.
Open.
Okay. Opening chat. Latest message. Sent. Yesterday. Hello. 8:59 p.m. Read. Read. Previous. Delete. Reply. New. Forward. And more options. Say commands anytime for all commands.
Share location.
No input received. Please speak again.
Share location.
GPS is not enabled. Latest message. Sent. Yesterday. Hello. 8:59 p.m. Read.
Reply.
Text message or voice message.
Text.
Speak your message.
Hello. This is fun.
Got it. Hello, this is fun. Send, rewrite, append, or cancel.
Send. the message was just...
Message sent. Latest message. Sent. Today, hello, this is fun. 3:16 p.m. Sent. Read. Previous. Delete. Reply. New. Forward. And more options.
Shut up.
Say commands anytime for all commands. Going silent. Just put a hot word on our options. You should be listening for hot word. Hey, Louie.
So, basically what I demonstrated was from the home screen of Android, I told it to essentially navigate through WhatsApp. So if I were to do this with normal Google Assistant or Siri, right, if I said, hey Siri, send a WhatsApp message, it would just do it in Siri. What Louie does that is different is it physically opens the app. It's like if I went to Ms. Deegenshine and I said, Ms. Deegenshine, can you send a message for me? She would click on WhatsApp. I would say, can you click on the chat with Anish? She would click on that chat, and I would say, can you type out this message for me? Louie does that entirely by itself. What you just saw when it said, read chat, next chat, open chat, it is reading all the options that don't even appear on the screen, but that are implicit options, and it allows you to select them without even needing to look at the phone. Like, I didn't look at the phone the entire time. I was able to navigate through all my chats, share my location, and so for this kind of functionality, sure, you could do one or two commands with Siri, but every time...
Screen off time, 3:18 p.m., battery 97%.
Yeah, but every time you have to restart it, restart the Siri command. What Louie does differently is it is literally designed to be like a person sitting next to you completing all your commands. So the main thing here is this hand-holding. And the customized options per app, so the options that it just read, you know, read, share location, send payment, voice message, those are all specifically programmed for WhatsApp. When support comes out from YouTube later, in December, it'll say, play this video, next video, etc. Or Uber, which is also coming in December, it'll say, book a car. So it is all very contextual. These are not vague commands, and they're very specific. And it is specifically designed for the visually impaired. In fact, both the founders of this app and the development team, the testers, all have some form of visual impairment. It's being tested in clinics for blind people and people with visual impairment. So it's not, you know, just something that's been retrofitted. It's been specifically designed for this purpose. So just to elaborate, I made like a little a checklist on how to do this. So first you do is you start at the home screen, you summon Louie. I'm not going to say, hey Louie, because it's going to trigger it. But if I did, it would summon Louie. Then it's going to read all the possible options. You can interrupt it once you have heard your correct option, you select it. And then Louie will complete the action, reading any other options. For example, when I said text, it said voice message or text message, right? So it'll read all those options for you, even if you can't see them, even if you know they're not even appearing on the screen, those options will still be read. So right now, as I said, Louie supports WhatsApp, which is a messenger app. It allows you to make phone calls, voice calls, and it has been enabled by Louie to do all of this with only your voice. Like you don't even need to pick up the phone to use it. And in December of this year, Uber is coming for everyone to use YouTube. If you want to play videos, book a car. And then in 2020, Android Messages, as well as Facebook, will be enabled with these same custom options, no actual touch input needed. Right now, there are 250 users in 40 countries around the world who are testing this. And of course, we're happy to have more, especially the diverse opinions are very important. And especially for the visually impaired, with all like different types of conditions, it's important to get different perspectives on how to fix it. And you can, of course, provide feedback through the settings of the app as well. So as I said, the company, its founders are both visually impaired. They have testers that are visually impaired. And this is not like, you know, someone's hobby project. This is a funded startup. There's a commitment to development for years and years. So it's not something, you know, that you're going to use and then tomorrow suddenly the support has collapsed for it. Yeah, so as I was talking before about Siri and Google Assistant, they really can't compare with the abilities of this app because this actually opens each app and opens each chat and, you know, actually starts a call rather than, you know, making you touch. It's very different from some of the traditional voice assistants or even like the screen readers that are available today. So it is, as I said, it's really important that it's been designed to be like a friend who you tell what to do, what do you want me, what I want you to do, and it just does it for you. So it's really promoting self-reliance. And it also, as I said, has a built-in screen reader using the Android screen reader. So if you'd like to use that as well, it's a good package for these apps that it supports. So if you have any questions, I can take them.
Rick Fox, go ahead.
My question is, instead of following the prompts, are there commands where you can shortcut all those prompts and just tell it what to do without hearing all that other stuff?
Absolutely. So from the home screen, I could have immediately said, send a WhatsApp message, or reply to this chat, or open a chat with Anish, for example. Okay. And it can do it. And you can, while it's speaking, for example, while it's reading all the options, you can interrupt it. So it's designed for convenience and for self-reliance.
Kathy Butzler?
Kathy Butzler, go ahead.
If you use that Louie and that WhatsApp and you send a text message, now the person that you're sending it to, do they have to have that app to receive that?
No. Well, so they would have to have WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Which is it's made by Facebook actually.
Okay.
It's a pretty popular messaging app. So it works. It runs on Wi-Fi. It works basically the same as any other messaging app. For example, I sent a WhatsApp message to my other phone. So if I go into WhatsApp on this phone, it'll be there.
Uh-huh.
It'll show up. If I sent a voice message, it would show up. And for example, if I wanted to, once Android Messages gets, right now it's being worked on, but once it's fully ready, if I sent a regular text message through this, it'll show up on, you know, my iPhone as well, right? Because it's just text messaging.
Okay.
So it works, it works the same as like a normal phone, just the commands are all delivered through voice.
Okay. So if I would send a message to my sister and she doesn't have that WhatsApp, she won't get my message.
Yeah, but if your sister has an iPhone and you have an Android and you use messages, like the built-in messaging app, she will still get it.
Oh, because I have an iPhone, so.
Okay.
Yeah, she wouldn't get it then.
Quick question for you.
Okay, wait a minute, I have to recognize you.
Sherry.
I know who you are.
Sherry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to know, once your app is launched and I go on my phone, I know there's a lot of light icons that look exactly alike, so how would I identify it? Because there's a lot of fake apps that look the same. So what exactly am I looking for once it's launched? What am I looking for exactly that it's the right icon that's in the link?
Yes, yeah, so.
Yeah, is there a certain color? Is there a certain, because I know a lot of other ones are similar.
Oh yeah, so when you download the app, it's programmed to start on restart and when the phone wakes. So that's why I was reading the time and all that. So even when the phone is like sleeping, or when you power it back on, it'll automatically turn on. So you, unless you want to adjust the settings, you don't actually need to open the app, which is it's a big blue square with a circle inside it.
So that's on Google Play. Does it tell me?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's blue with a circle around it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Any more questions, Sherry?
No, this is wonderful.
That's fine. Next question. Anybody? One more question. Johanna Bakan, that's the last question. Go ahead.
Right now, it's only for Android, but iPhone support is coming soon. So they are working on it. I think the Android platform is a little bit easier to work with for this kind of... Yeah, fine, like very, very customized, hard-coded stuff. But iPhone is definitely, it's not something that's never going to happen. It's definitely coming. So it's a future-proof app.
Okay, I want to thank Anish Lathier for